This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Aurora Healthcare Clinics and Hospitals are reinstating mask mandates for visitors at all Wisconsin locations. Visitors are required to wear masks when in contact with patients or in designated areas. Wisconsin health officials are on high alert as respiratory illnesses such as RSV, influenza, and COVID-19 are on the rise throughout the region. Aurora has clinics and hospitals throughout Northeast Wisconsin, including Green Bay, the Fox Cities, and Oshkosh. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but will not compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked for Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his position on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. The search for 47-year-old Virgil Thuy continues, and now police are getting help from the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service. Thuy is a suspect in a triple homicide in New Lisbon, where a woman and her two teenage daughters were found dead New Year's Day. Thuy is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. If you have information, call 911. A 69-year-old Green Bay man died and two others were injured when an SUV crossed the center line and hit a pickup truck head-on on Highway 57 in Brilliant Monday. The Calumet County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened just before 5:40 yesterday afternoon. The driver of the SUV died on the scene. His 52-year-old passenger and the 59-year-old driver of the pickup were taken to the hospital. The incident remains under investigation. A man died after crashing into a tree, and a 1-year-old child was found in a smoke-filled home Saturday night in Neenah. Neenah police say the officers were sent to the 800 block of South Park, where a vehicle's engine and dashboard were on fire. An unconscious man with traumatic injuries was removed from the vehicle and taken to the hospital where he died. The child was found in the man's apartment. The baby did not need medical attention and was released to family members. The incident remains under investigation. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report has found that the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to the report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During that same period, the median household income only grew about 20% from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price to income ratio of 3.7. The Green Bay Public Market is on track to open in the summer. Ryan Johnson, president and CEO of On Broadway, said right now tenant recruitment is his main focus.
It's not a food court, and I think that's really important to emphasize. Right. This is about bringing in a lot of different types of products, whether it's a fish, a butcher, a baker. You know, our goal in this facility, you're going to have prepared food. That's what makes the most successful markets, but it's about striking that right balance. And if you don't have the right tenants, it's a lot harder.
The public market will be able to house up to 20 vendors and provide year-round access to fresh produce and other goods. The $18.3 million project is expected to have a yearly economic impact of $65 million. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded over $4.5 million for 10 projects in Northeast Wisconsin through the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. The grants are part of $23 million distributed to 30 Wisconsin projects to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain while strengthening local and regional food systems. You can read more about the projects receiving funding in our story at WGBW.fm. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. The new year is a great time to set financial goals for this year and beyond. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
When thinking about current finances and sticking to a new year's resolution, consider these tips from the Better Business Bureau. Set clear financial goals, like building an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for a vacation or retirement. Inventory your credit cards. Credit cards have high interest rates, which can waste much money over time. Reach out to the credit card company to see if a balance transfer offer can be used to switch to a card with a lower rate, or ask if the interest rate can be lowered. If you have multiple cards, decide which debt-paying strategy is best for you. Some experts recommend paying off cards with the highest interest rates first. Others recommend paying off cards with the smallest balances first. Revisit subscriptions and memberships. Review all recurring payments and cancel any services no longer needed. Plan for large expenses and potential major purchases or expenses. Start budgeting. Creating a written budget and tracking spending is one of the best ways to save money and stop spending more than what is earned.
For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors, 128-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. I got to tell you, he set a tone, started the game with his passing. That, you know, it's funny, we're talking about how well he passed, but I thought that just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy, and, you know, the mindset that you have going into the next week. So, you know, we got to just fix the mindset. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Golden Globes are in the books. The show honors the best of both TV and film from around the world. Nikki Glaser was the night's MC and got mostly favorable reviews and good laughs, like when she told Timothy Chalamet she loves his eyelashes on his upper lip. Some of the award winners include Jeremy Allen White, who won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for The Bear for the second year in a row. Jean Smart took home the prize in the same category for Best Actress in Hacks. When it comes to film, the big winners were The Brutalist and Emilia Perez. Zoe Saldana nabbed the Best Supporting Actress for her role in Perez, and Adrian Brody was named Best Actor for The Brutalist. Demi Moore won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy in The Substance, and it was Sebastian Stan who won Best Actor in the same category for his role in A Different Man. Award season is officially underway. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a flurry or two, a high around 20. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Right now it's 13.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.